Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrabbilalamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Lan yanalallaha al-humuha wala dimaghaha walaki yanalu al-taqwa minkum. Faqala tabaraka wa ta'ala qala ya bunayya inni ara fi al-manam أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبا ادفع عما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has once again honored us with the beautiful days of the months of Ashhur-e-Hurum, the sacred months which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Ummat al-Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam the opportunity to draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for us to be able to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is akramul akrameen, the one that is most kind. In no way does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to hold back from giving us. Allah wants to give. Allah wants to show His status and His shan and His kareem idat and how generous He is. But if it is the receiving hand, then how much we want to take from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Like how a person now is very generous. He wants to distribute all the time. He wants to give all the time. Because his heart is so. Who has given him the heart to be so generous? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the most generous. Allah wants to give. Whether it's maghfirat, forgiveness of Allah, whether the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now in the days, Mubarak bin Zulqa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram. These are 3 months and Rajab thereafter. These are called the sacred months that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made most sacred. Where the deeds of the Ummat al-Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, little investment, but the rewards are magnificent by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This shows, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam educated us and told us that during these months there are no a'mal that are more superior, more beloved to Allah in any other time in the Islamic calendar, more than these days of the days of Ashhur-e-Hurum. The sacred months, now Dhul Qa'dah, then Dhul Hijjah, then Muharram. Whatever you do in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will magnify the reward. And the sin just the same. So how for us in these days now to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to understand the value of these days. Just to keep one fast during these days of Dhul Hijjah that is coming ahead. On Monday night we will look for the moon of Dhul Hijjah. And those intending to make qurbani, then it is mustahab for them not to pay their nails thereafter to remove any hair. Commendable. Person does it, it will not be sinful. But just to humiliate the hujjaj, the haji, that when he don't say haram, now for him impermissible to remove any nails, to pay his nails, to remove his hair. So for us that are not able to go for hajj, may Allah open the doors for every one of us to go for hajj. But just to now humiliate them, for us also, not to pay the nails, to remove the hair. And in this period of time, for us to bring our lives as close as possible to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During these days, it is impossible not to visit the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. So, Dhul Hijjah will start, and these days are full of the lessons of the life of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. From the beautiful family of three, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, to the barakat and the blessings of their qurbani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Safa Marwa. It was the sa'i, the running of Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Allah loved the running of her so much for the pleasure of Allah. She ran for the sake of Allah. Usually when we come to the masjid, we are educated, we are taught, don't come running to the masjid. But when he comes to Baytullah, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he was run. Subject to the call and the command of Allah. When he comes to Safa and Marwa, now he was run. Between the two green lights. This is beloved to Allah. So whether it was Safa and Marwa, whether it was Qurbani of Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, whether it was felt in the Jamarat, so called the shayateen on the day of Qurbani with the Hujjaj. And all these beautiful a'mal to the barakat of the Qurbani of the family of three. And we look at the journey of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam from a young boy until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him nubuwat, a messengerhood, his entire life looking for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For the sacrifices he went through, and how many years making dua for a child. His wife, Sara radiallahu ta'ala anha, his first wife, couldn't bear children. She was barren. But then to the Nabi of Allah continued making dua. There's nothing impossible for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And here ulama explain also for those that have children. Having children, they say this is the ni'mat of Allah, the bounty of Allah. The person has children. But then do we know the challenges? And not having children also, this is the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. Allah's mercy upon you. There's no way the adab of Allah. And Allah gives you is the bounty of Allah. Doesn't give, ya Allah, your rahmat, you know what is best for me. What a challenge the children have become to me and my wife. Allah knows who to give, when to give, how to give. And when not to give, who not to give. Allah knows in His wisdom. Allah is Al-Hakim, the most wise. Here, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam for years is making dua. Rabbi habli min as-saliqeen. Ya Allah, don't leave me alone. Give me some pious children. And he makes a dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Years later, then, in the life, in the story, in the incidents of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the malaika come to him, وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْبُشْرَى قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Quran says, now the messengers came to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. These are malaika and angels in human form. They come to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's home. And his habit was that he would hardly partake of a meal without a guest on his table, on his dasturkhan. So here the guests come in human form, the malaika. And they say salam to him. And in a short span of time, he comes with some food, he presents it to them. But when he sees their hands not stretching out to the food, then he becomes a bit fearful. And how come these guests have come to my home? They bring salam to me. They are not partaking of my meal. Possibly now they have come to harm me. So they tell him, O Ibrahim, do not fear. Do not fear. And yet we are angels that have been deputed. And we have come to give you glad tidings. Bi-ghulamin haleem, bi-ghulamin aleem. We come to give you the glad tidings that Allah will bless you with a child. Advanced age, over 80 or 90 years old. Dua accepted. Although he knew the asbab and the means around him were closed. But then too, he still persevered with his dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Never left the threshold in the door of Allah. Continued making dua. Ya malaika said, that give him the glad tidings that now his wife will bear a child. Sarah, radiallahu anha, also very old. She hears the news from behind the parda, the curtain. Fasakkat wajahaha. She steps herself in amazement. Waqalat, and she says, Oh lady like me. And then they give him glad tidings that after Ishaq, from Sarah will come Ishaq, from Yuwara Ishaq and Yaqub. After Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, then Yaqub alayhi salam will come also. And all will be anbiya, all will be messengers of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Gave him the glad tidings. And together with that they told him that we are on the way right now to the nation of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, who was a nephew of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They have been dealt with such a despicable act which is not tolerant to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We have come to give you glad tidings and we have been deputed now to destroy the nation. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam tried to make islah of his people, reform them. He would tell them, Ha ulai banati, these are my daughters. He was the spiritual father of the ummah and all these young girls were part of the spiritual children. The rather he can marry to them. But it was a spiritual disease. Disease of the heart. Unlike now today where the culture or the movement is now, this is not a spiritual disease. It's something that is stuck within you that you have let it free. Person has cholesterol, he has pressure, he knows now I have some illness, I have to treat it. Not that now the world says it's good, you must live with it. The pressure is good for you. Sometime high, sometime low. It's good for you. Oh, cholesterol, high cholesterol is good for you. But we have to teach it. This now the nations of the world and different countries are trying to normalize this. It is a normal thing. That we have these inclinations of the same gender is absolutely normal. It was normal. Then there was no need for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the creator of insan, to depute malaika, go and destroy them. What destruction also, Quran says, that no nation before was destroyed like this. No nation before was destroyed like this. But Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam was sent, Fasahib Ibreel, he began to speak and yell out to them. وَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيهَا سَافِلَهَا Tucked his wings under the cities of the qawm and nation of Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, uprooted it. And he made the upper part of it upside down. وَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيهَا سَافِلَهَا Not only that, وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلِيهَا حِجَارَةً مِنْ سِجِيلٍ Allah rained down upon them stones and rocks. وَصَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ That every one of those rocks and stones, a name was written to the perpetrator. What we say now is cut missile. And the name was there, it had to hit him. What azab came upon them? But now dunya says it's normal. Is there an illness? There's a push right now. It was the whole agenda, Allah knows best. But they could not succeed. Whichever country they try to have family planning, there's no family planning, go to ulama ikram. When can I plan my family? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, there's a wajul wadud al wadud. And oh my Ummah, men and women that will love you and bear children for you. To the day of Qiyamah, I will be proud with the large numbers of my Ummah. Make me proud in the day of Qiyamah. Whereas now we find in different countries they have slogans, Ham do hamare do. We two husband and wife and our two children, bas kar lo. No more than that. Ya Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, populate the world. Now they failed. In different countries where they had this birth control or family planning, now they don't have the manpower, now they have to import from Muslim countries. Now they have the fear by 20, 30, they have their scheme and their plot. وَمَكَّرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ Allah has His plan. By 20, 30, most of the countries become Muslim countries. Whether they be Europe, whether they be some other Asian countries. Allah has His plan. How deen was spread in the world. The Ummah has to do what they have to do. So they fail in all their ways, now come with this LGBTQ. Depopulate the world, we have two males and two females, how are they going to reproduce? So once again they made a plan. For this, Allah Ta'ala destroyed Qawm Lut. The nation of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, first he came to Ibrahim, gave him glad tidings, that Allah will increase your progeny. And here Lut alayhi salatu wasalam is putting an end now to the evil act of your people. From this incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with a child over here in Palestine. From Sarah radiallahu anha, he has Ishaq. From Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, he has Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama give many lessons from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, they were co-wives. Then to her ghairat, the sensitivity of Sarah radiallahu ta'ala anha, O Ibrahim, rather you take your second wife, so to say, an hour out of my gaze and my sight. Allah gave the command, take her to Baytullah. That time there was no Kaaba Sharif. Quran depicts it, what a place it was. Inni askantu min dhurriyati biwadin. Ya Allah, I have left behind a part of my family. In such a valley where there is no cultivation, not even a blade of grass, the heat of Makkah al-Mukarramah, the hot sands, no water supply, no food. This is suicide. But the command of Allah, the Nabi of Allah goes on the command of Allah. They sacrifice because Allah wanted to emphasize upon the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that deen came to you through qurbani and sacrifice. Somebody had to spill their blood. Somebody had to make sabr. Somebody had to be patient. Families were split apart for the deen to come alive. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, two daughters married two sons. The two brothers, they were divorced also. So the Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha separated from her husband for more than 1 year, more than a year. Without the submission, Huda my husband will come back as a Muslim to Madinatul Munawwara. Then when she was leaving upon a camel, expecting and pregnant with a grandchild of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, royal blood, leaving Makkatul Mukarrama, the kuffar come and they brought her animal. She falls off the animal and aborts the child. This qurbani also was given. The qurbani of his daughters, the qurbani of the wives. They listen for us. قُلْمَا أُحِيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَلِتَّبِعْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Allah commands Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that we have sent wahi to you, follow the religion and the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the qurbani sacrifice behind him. And tell your ummah, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then follow me. For deen to come alive in your home, in your progenies, qurbani sacrifice will have to be made. Today we understand the qurbani you have to make now just to be prosperous in this world. Allah made us and sent us in this world to make amal and to make a level for akhirat. And how we make our jannat. We have been sent to make our jannat. Dunya Allah has promised us. Allah gives dunya to those he loves and those he doesn't love also. But deen is only given to those that he loves. We have to become recipients of the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The fear we are living with, what will happen in the future, what will happen in the dunya, what will happen in the qabr, what will happen in the akhirat, is realities. So the lesson of qurbani, the lesson of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, life, deen came with qurbani, deen will remain with qurbani and sacrifice. And deen will spread with qurbani and sacrifice. There's only way deen will remain alive. But dunya, we know this, I've got to sacrifice to set up my family and progenies. But for my akhirat, for my deen, for my jannat, insan was non-existent. Allah brought him into existence. Once Allah brought him into existence, now he will live forever. Either in jannat or jahannam, there's no way out. Forever you will live now. Therefore we have to work in this world according to the amount of stay we will be here. And work for the akhirat in proportion to the amount we will stay there. How long we are going to stay there? Forever. How long we are going to stay here is temporary. But we are working beyond our expiry date also. Beyond that, aspirations and hopes. Therefore we go back in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When he leaves his wife in a barren land, little water supply, a suckling mother, a young wife. Today we are afraid now, load shedding, there's no lights. There's no electricity, nothing whatsoever. The Prophet says that even fear was afraid to put its foot in that barren land. It was so fearful and so eerie. A young wife with her child. The command of Allah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is commanded, you follow the same example. You'll have to leave your home for deen to come alive. You'll have to be in the masjid to put your head down before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for deen to remain in your home. I will have to bring Quran tilawat in my house, ta'lim in my house. Or else my children will learn something else. Their value system will change. This young bride, this young child, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, advanced age, now he is leaving her. Command is given, no speaking. The command of Allah, leave her and proceed. He leaves the wife and proceeds. Today we don't know Salana, my dear brothers. Whether we're going anywhere on holiday before we leave, or the wife wants to know where we're going to stay. How is the facilities? How clean is it? Well, I manage there. Here's the command of Allah. Leave them and proceed. She runs behind him. She runs, oh Ibrahim, what is this about? You're leaving me and the child behind. Where are you going to? What are you going to do? Please, the Nabi of Allah. Command is no response. Then he comes in her heart and she asks him, Allahu amaraka bihada. Is this the command of Allah? Then he just nods his head. That's it. She understands just the ishara and the gesture of her husband. She understood the gesture of the husband. And she says those golden words which Allah loves to hear. Allah loves to hear His praises. That is why we find in every rakat of salah we start with Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. This is most beloved to Allah. Allah loves to be praised. Forget our status and who I am. The days of Qurbani, the most beloved words to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is our third kalima, we call third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Most beloved words to Allah, praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On the praise of Allah, on the day of Arafah, where is the culmination of the entire year's ibadats. Yom Arafah, the night of Zulhijjah, the 10th day of Qurbani, with all the amal of the entire year comes together there. Qurbani upon Qurbani, sacrificing animals, helping the Jamarat, the Talbiyah, and all your beautiful amal. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Arafah, more than everything else, he read the fourth kalima. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. More than dua also, ulama say you should be reciting these kalimas of the day of Arafah. The remaining 8 days, third kalima. Yes, engage in dua. They say if you ask somebody for something, it's possible he will reject you. Or he might give you half what you are asking. Or he might give you the full amount or the full help. But very rare somebody will give you more than you ask him. But don't ask the person, rather you praise him. There's a high possibility and a great possibility he'll give you more than you anticipated. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than you can ask him, Allah will give you more than you even anticipated. The praise of Allah. So these 10 days we say third kalima and fourth kalima, as much as we can. Praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam leaves her in the barren land. She understands and she sees those golden words. If this is the command of Allah, in that case Allah will not destroy us. Either Allah will never destroy us. Allah loved that so much. Then he goes and he turns around and he makes dua to Allah. Allah, I left behind the part of my family in such a valley where there's no cultivation. لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ Allah said that when he established salah. The first thing in the life of a believer is salah. The whole lesson was done to Allah. Oh my right, I left you behind. لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ So that they may establish the ibadat of Allah. These are the days when they will establish the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It shouldn't be after Salatul Jumu'ah, we are ready to run out of the house of Allah. Here he left over the house of Allah with nothing. Here we are leaving the house of Allah to get something. Then he left over nothing. Allah said, everything for her. Then he means, oh Allah, turn the hearts of humanity, turn the hearts of some of the people towards this place. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ And Allah give them the best of fruits. What you will not find in Hijaz al-Muqaddas, the cream of the crop of the world, Allah has brought to a barren land. Shortage of water and supplies, Allah has given the best of fruits, the best of food, as those that have been there. Be the spiritual food of Zamzam and the Khajur of Madina Manawara. Be it the variety, the different products you find over there. No, in the world you will find. Allah has placed it there to the barakat of dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Leave our hopes for Allah. Leave it for salah and make dua to Allah. Leave it to go in the path of Allah and make dua to Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah fill that place with barakat. He leaves her. Time goes on. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam fulfilling the command of Allah, but the heart is crying for the little son Ismail. After how many years Allah blessed with his son? He goes back to Palestine. Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam is there with him under the shadow of his father. Yet Ismail has no father figure in the house. Father is fulfilling the command of Allah, the obedience of Allah, and the mother is making sabr. Who will make tarbiyat? Who will educate the young boy? Allah says, you cannot do it. Allah is murabbi haqiqi. Allah is the one that will nurture our children. We fulfill the command of Allah and put our children on the command of Allah. Allah directly himself will make the tarbiyat and bring them up, and Allah will protect them. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam distant Palestine. Here his young wife and his son. The water gets finished, supplies get finished. He sees his son almost in the throes of death. Some ulama explain that she leaves a little child near the foundation of the Ka'batullah. At that time there is no Baytullah. She leaves him there. Sen ulema say she left him there and she went to Mount Safa. Because it was not possible for her to see her son die in that condition. It's better I'm away from him than I don't see him die. This was the level of sacrifice Allah took from this mother. To show the woman. A mother sees her child dying from her own eyes. I cannot see him die like this. The thirst and hunger. The child is crying, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Little does she know from the sacrifice, Allah will give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into Sunnah. She leaves him there to die. She goes to Safa, she climbs up. From there she sees, and she looks at somebody coming, and she sees her little son, still crying, and banging his feet and moving his hands. Then she comes down from Mount Safa, and she comes into a valley, she begins to run. Why does she, alhamdulillah, love running so much? She runs because I cannot see my son. Possibly this time he will die, I will just see him for the last time. So she runs over there. Allah loves her running so much. Husband is in the path of Allah. I'm alone here, there's no food. Ya Allah, what will happen to us? Allah loved it. She goes to Marwa, and then she sees him again. He's still alive. He hasn't passed on as yet. She comes back down again. 7 times Allah allowed it to happen. Look at my Hajj running. Allah loved it so much, He made it wajib for this ummah to run between Safa and Marwa. Till Qiyamah, you have to run like Mahajir. How she ran in the sabr of her husband. Finally, the 7th time she goes on to Marwa. And she sees next to her little child, there's a man there. Help has come. She runs towards him. And who was that? Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to open up the Zamzam well. Allah gave water from that qurbani to Qiyamah. Ruzi to the ummah. We all just came from ulama saying the source of this was the heart of Ibrahim. And the sabr of Hajar. The father was far away, but the heart was crying. Al-Walidu Sirrun Liyabi, ulama said that the child is a secret of the father's heart. What the father has in his heart will come into the children. Allah doesn't need the child to be close and near to you. Allah will make tarbiyat. Today we have this culture, we have to be there to see our children behind them. Yes, we have to look, we have to take care of them. But we live in their lives, we live in their emotions. We have to trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the friend of Allah, the cry in his heart, what will happen to my child? Ya Allah, what will happen to him? Allah directly takes charge of it. The same child, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah uses him and his father to build the Kaaba to Allah. And then the Qurbani thereafter. The whole incident of the Qurbani. Allah loved the Qurbani so much. But there are big lessons for us, my dear brothers, in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Whether it comes to us as parents, what we have in our hearts, what we put within our children. Remember, our investment for our akhirat are our children, not our dunya. Not the investment of our dunya. Where I will take my child for that coaching, and I will make him a professional player. And I'm going to the qabr, you have no time to come to the qabr and start to read for me. I've got training this weekend. I've got gymming this weekend. I've got tuition the following weekend. Then the father will sit in the qabr, Ya Allah, what did I do? I wasted my investment. What we have in our hearts, Allah will put in them. The same Allah that took care of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam will take care of our children also. Let dunya threaten us to poverty. Depopulation, there's no food, there'll be a problem. Allah has His plan. The decisions that are made for this world depends on our actions with the kuffar. Not on their summits, not on their mashwaras, not on their meetings. Allah makes decisions based upon our salah, based upon our Quran tilawat, based upon our commitment to deen. How much you will invest now in the days of Qurbani? Or sacrifice the animals, buy the best animal. Fatimu biha nafs, open your heart and sacrifice. And we mentioned also, possibly in our family there are people that can't afford the qurbani. We are buying nafil qurbanis, by all means buy the nafil. But we know family members haven't been qurbani for years. Buy the family an animal. Let the children also enjoy having an animal in the house. Open our hearts, Allah will give more. The promise of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Make it enjoyable. Whatever we will sacrifice in the name of Allah, Allah for who yukhlif, Allah will replace it. How many animals sacrifice every year? There's no shortage of sheep and goats and cattle. Other animals are becoming extinct. Whatever you say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, whatever wealth you will spend, whatever animal you will sacrifice, in the name of Allah, Allah promised I will replace it. And I will give more than you expect also. Open our hearts. We have family members that are there. One is now giving them the meat. One is banging the animal. For the head of the family, the body of the animal, probably. Let your family also enjoy it. So the crux of it, my dear brothers, is for us to fine tune our hearts. Link our hearts to Allah, the deen of Allah, the attack right now, we mentioned many a time. 15 years ago, we were saying protect your iman, protect your amal. Now we are saying protect your iman. The attack is open on iman right now. On our beliefs, on our Quran, on our deen, on our masajid. For us now to become intelligent and take hold of our deen and put this into our children, so that deen also protect the deen of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah, the Lord, he was supported in that.